I have a great quote. It says, I don't know if I invented it, but somewhat I've never heard it. It says, fast cash equals fast crash. Mm-hmm. And I
we
think
we make a shit out of that though, for real.
And I think that if you think about it, like, everyone wants to make, you know, fast money. Everyone wants to be a millionaire and make all of their fortune. And yeah, I think everyone has a time in their life that gets a chance at that. The trick or the challenge is, can you be patient? You know, can you hold it down until that day comes?
Welcome to the Social Ray Podcast, where we highlight inspiring entrepreneurs and social media influencers who've used social media successfully to build their business and follow their passions. Discover the mindsets, strategies, and advice that will help you take your business to the next level. Now, here's your host, Raymond On.
In this episode, I talk with Krishna Lati, who runs PicOnline, which is an on-demand printing company. And basically, they started this 1 year ago, and now they've scaled it to a point where they're working with famous celebrities, influencers, athletes, and they are able to make on-demand printing onto any clothing within 24 hours, as long as you send them a file via email. And they can print it onto any hat, t-shirt, hoodie, any kind of clothing item. And they also are for the consumer, so you don't have to order in bulk, but you can just even order one or two pieces with your own design. They'll deliver it for you. They're based in Los Angeles, and they got connected through Lati. And so, you know, it's really cool how we were able to just do this interview and talk about their journey as an entrepreneur, how, you know, Christian started as an entrepreneur because he didn't know any other way. He just needed to make money. So he started off that way. And Lati, he had, you know, roots in entrepreneurship from his family, from Nigeria, where they had their own, you know, manufacturing businesses, clothing businesses. But now, you know, he's working with Christian in doing on-demand printing, which is really cool how it all worked together. So, you know, in this interview, you'll learn about some of their mindsets, some of their struggles, how they're able to create a successful brand and business. And more than anything, something that stood out for me was, at the end of the day, the only person you're competing with is yourself. There's no one else that you need to be looking at. The only person you need to be better than is who you were yesterday. So, you know, I hope you guys enjoy this interview with Christian and Lati, and go check them out on Instagram at TechOnline. And really just, you know, learning from entrepreneurs who are in the grind, who have actually put in the work and have built a successful brand and business to, you know, hopefully start your own. And so I hope you guys are encouraged, that you guys are empowered through this interview. And also make sure to go check me out at ray.on on Instagram, and to send me a message if this podcast has helped you in any way. So I hope you guys enjoy this interview with Christian Lati, learn a lot, and really apply it to your lives as well. So thanks guys for listening. I hope you guys enjoy this interview.
So hey, what's up?
What up, man? How you doing?
So Christian and Lara, they're the founders of TechOnline, and basically they do on-demand printing. They're the fastest ones out there. I kind of want you guys to kind of explain what it is and like what you guys do and who you've worked with as well.
So yeah, so TechOnline was created about a year ago. Mm-hmm. And we started the business in Boston. And before that, we decided to start our first studio in LA simply because we knew the arts and the creation was happening here in LA. Mm. And it's a broader market, and it's also home for me. Mm. Grew up in LA, and we started in October of last year. We got the space, so this month marks a year of being here. Mm-hmm. And in December will mark 1 year of officially being open. Because, you know, as you know, even if, like, whenever you're starting something, just because you got the space, it, you know, you still got to work on it.
Yeah.
So, TechTown's been around for about a year, and we're stronger than ever, and, yeah, we're really excited to continue sharing the message on our services. Mm-hmm. And also our environmental footprint. Mm-hmm. And that's something we can also talk a little later. But yeah, Lati, you want to chime in?
Yeah. Well, TechOnline, just realistically for me, is like, think about it as like a Build-A-Bear workshop.
where you could come here and as a creator bring something to life, because a lot of the blessings is seeing people for the first time seeing their ideas actually come onto a garment, and there's nothing there's no better fitting than that, you know, happening. And like he says, like Tecton Land, we're growing every week, we're growing every day, and we're looking forward honestly to helping shape the future, honestly. So
what like inspired you to start? Because I remember I was telling Lada, and it was basically like you wanted to make sure like people's dreams can come true, they can make their idea come to life. And so kind of like what inspired you to start Tecton Land, and kind of was there like an inspiration behind it or reason why?
Yeah, definitely. So as far as I could remember, my family was in the silkscreen business. So for the longest, I've always been surrounded by inks and colors and screens and all these tools to print stuff. And that was, I think, the original where I got the idea of wanting to do this. Fast forward to college, which was around like 2012. That's when direct-to-garment started to come out, which is the updated way to print a t-shirt in today's marketplace. So you have silkscreen, which is the manual labor where every color is a screen, and then you have direct-to-garment, which you simply load the shirt, upload the artwork, and you know, print.
Yeah.
So automatically, like, I knew that in order for us to be able to create a successful business, it's almost as if Tecton is restacking what we call the printing industry right now. And that's really the true inspiration of where Tecton Land was born, in creating that brand for the end consumer, not just the business-to-business consumer, but, you know, the mobile consumer, the everyday person that doesn't need 100 shirts or 500, maybe just needs 5 or 4.
Yeah.
So that's where I feel our real passion is, and becoming like centric on our customers and understanding their needs.
Yeah.
So that's really the true passion and lifestyle Tecton.
And you're able to do it at like really low prices, right? Like, and like cost effective prices.
Yeah, absolutely.
So people can afford it.
And the most important thing is the quality, because
yeah.
we like to make sure that their vision comes out in the right way, and we're able to help them brand and spark their movement.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one of the most important things.
And if we were like some of the people you were able to work with and kind of get connected to, and
got Dre's dad, on. You know, Dennis Graham,
yeah.
From the event that we had this past weekend, we now have Janae Ayeko's father. And the list just keeps going on. Like, I know we have done Gunna, you know, chime in a little bit more of the people we've worked with.
Yeah, well, there's been a lot of surprises just by continuing to really work on our craft.
Mm-hmm.
You know, at first, the biggest challenge was, all right, we got the space, now we got to learn how to actually use the equipment.
Mm-hmm.
So as soon as we started to perfect our formulas, more and more people started, or influential people, or people that consider themselves in today's world as influencers, started reaching out. And when it's a great thing, but it's also a challenge, because having all this great initial reactions from someone that may have 100,000 or 500,000 or even 1 million followers, and they see us as such an infant brand or such a new brand, there's an automatic like discredit that we have to build, or we have to prove to them or to whoever we're working with that, hey, like, we need to work together.
Mm-hmm.
So we've embraced that to the point where we've created incentives around people wanting to work with us, like, you know, free merch or free gear. Our website will be launching, about to launch, and creating these printing codes so that customers can redeem their codes. So really talking to the audience in another way.
Mm-hmm.
and really like showing value there instead of just you know, printing a shirt.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think there's enough players in the industry that do that, so
mm-hmm.
we just want to do it, or we want to start with whatever other companies are choosing to leave behind or to leave last.
Okay.
That's what we're starting with.
And how are you getting connected to all these like influencers and influential people? Like, how do you connected?
I think it's relationships.
Yeah, it's relationships, yeah. And that's where really Lottie comes in. Mm-hmm. I think Lottie does a good job in getting to know who the person is and what their needs are. Mm-hmm. Not everyone needs 1,000 shirts, even though they have a strong following. Mm-hmm. Some influencers or some YouTubers, all they need is help. And just because they have a such a huge following doesn't mean they're the best designers. Mm-hmm. And I think that's a huge misconception that brands sometimes take for granted or misunderstand when working with an influencer. So we really try to get to learn who they are, do a little bit, you know, of R&D behind them, figure out, you know, even what size they are. I really personalize our approach to them. And I think that's what's keeping us alive and also keeping us curious. And every time you can remain curious, you just continue generating interest and generating likes and follows. And I think our Instagram lately has been getting a lot of more likes. And I'm happy for that. But now we want to convert that, you know, engagement into sales. So we have to continue growing. And that's our whole reason for launching this new website that we're calling it 2.0. Mm-hmm. So just we see results and we adapt to it. You know, we see it and we continue growing from it. And I think that's something that we really hold accountable here at Tactile Land.
One key advice, like you said, is just like with anything, before you jump into it, is studying that market. So if you're dealing with an influencer or just anybody in general, try to actually look like you're actually trying to get to know them. Mm-hmm. If you go the extra mile, they see that you're actually putting some time into it. Mm-hmm. You might actually get them to work with you, even without even having to put any money down or anything. Mm-hmm. Just know that any of these people are approachable. Mm-hmm. You just gotta just think outside the box and be a little bit different from everybody else, mm-hmm. and actually go out your way to really do research on them. That's very, very crucial to really locking them in.
Yeah, and I guess let's kind of go backtrack. So where did you guys grow up? Like, did you guys have a background in business, entrepreneurship, and kind of...
I'll go ahead.
Yeah.
Well, I'm from London in Nigeria. I was fortunate to grow up in London for a little bit, and then in Nigeria too, and then my family, you know, fortunately brought me here to, you know, live the American dream, and honestly, study in college. I went to CSUN. I was originally studying accounting. Mm-hmm. I was also, you know, joined, you know, a fraternity. I was part of a lot of clubs. So just honestly doing anything to get experience was very crucial for me and everything. And then being in a space such like this brings me so much memories, because my grandma is an entrepreneur. My mom's an entrepreneur. And that's where a lot of it just comes from, where we just built a lot of successful businesses. And now we're just in America just trying to, you know, make it happen. But my grandma used to, you know, bring me out here where we go get clothing from all these markets and take it back to London and Nigeria. And she was relatively successful. She made some good money off of that. And being part of Tekton, I'm keeping that dream in life, honestly. So I'm fortunate to be here.
So you kind of had a background in entrepreneurship and...
Oh, everybody, I'm one of like the... Now I'm just the main person in my family, keeping everybody glued in on seeing how we can help each other elevate ourselves.
Cool.
I'm actually going to be going back to Nigeria relatively soon.
Okay.
And then doing some business back home, so...
For sure. Nice. How about you, Keisha?
Well, I think the only entrepreneur... background that I ever had was learning it from conducting indirect businesses, things like, you know, like being very early on, I was in a valet. I was in doing valet as a valet driver. Mm-hmm. So even though like it was a job, but really like you got what you put in. You know, if you went the extra mile and opened the door for the car owner, he might tip you a little bit more if you have a quick conversation. So I've always been interested in jobs that you have control over your wage, or you have control over, you know, what you can earn. Because after being in a few jobs at very early on that were paying, you know, hourly, or just that there was like a threshold, like it was really hard to express. And I think that's when I instantly knew that entrepreneurship was going to be for me, because I didn't want to hold myself to a number when I knew that I was capable of perhaps touching, you know, unlimited potential. So it's something that we continue to work on, but I can definitely stem my entrepreneurship journey from just maybe my moves as a just growing up, just to survive. So I think that was entrepreneurship growing up. It was just a mode of survival more than just like trying to make money or trying to build a business. So I think that's where it stems from.
So did it become like a passion for you, like clothing too, or was it like you found that passion as you were doing entrepreneurship, or kind of like how did you? Because like there's people, you know, they want to find their passion and like, and they might be surviving, but like how do you find what you're passionate about and like they actualize that into something like tangible, you know?
I would say honestly, for me, like I reiterated in the beginning, like I started off with accounting. I realized early end that I pictured myself 20 years from now, do I really see myself doing that? My mom used to work for Country Home My Loans, and she was pretty successful at that, but like you said, I didn't want to be limited where someone is controlling my life. I'd rather, you know, struggle and try to figure out, and by trying out different avenues and figuring out how I can get myself to the next level. Mm-hmm. I've been fortunate to be a part of other successful, you know, companies in the past or movements, and I've helped in different shapes or ways. Mm-hmm. And now I'm just in a position where I feel a little bit more polished to utilize some of my resources for the key things that need to be done for Tekton or any other business that needs my help.
Okay, for sure. And for you, Christian, like, your passion, or was it just kind of led into this? Or?
Well, I always think about, like, the number, like, the three top things that we always are going to need for the rest of our lives, no matter what happens or no matter what, like, catastrophe were to go down, and those things, at least for, to my understanding, is number one, food, number two, a roof, and number three, clothing. So I've seen it, I've always thought of business in those three categories. And as an entrepreneur, I think the biggest challenge is that you get so excited that you want to like do everything that doing this for quite some time, you quickly realize that you can do it, but you have to prioritize which one comes first. Mm-hmm. So to me, at the time when we were starting this, clothing, printing, and art were the lowest hanging fruit for us, or for me at that time. And you know, that's what led us to create what we called Tekton Land today. And it was just a combination of things that were either already in my life or things that I was trying to figure out that I could maybe combine with what I already knew. So it's Tekton Land is simply a reflection of things that perhaps weren't supposed to come together, that maybe we figured it out just by trying or just by failing. And we said, oh, well, next day works. Well, let's go next day. Or, you know, unlimited colors with no minimums. And then everyone's gravitating towards that. So testing and always, like, being open to actual feedback, I think.
And adapting is key.
And adapting. Yeah, and we talk about that all the time. Like, adapting and not being afraid. Like, if you thought you won today and someone copied you, or you think someone's trying to get your, you know, whatever it is that you have. Mm-hmm. Instead of using that as a mechanism to, like, you know, drain yourself, it should serve as motivation to continue to be different, you know, or continue, like, if just continue working at it. And
mama mentality, honestly.
Yeah.
Just,
hey, shout out to Kobe, you know?
Yeah. So what keeps you guys going when like things get tough? Because there's times, you know, I'm sure you felt like as a startup too, like things were going so well, or like, you know, you feel like, why am I putting all this time and effort into this when the returns, you don't see it right away? Because entrepreneurship, you're not going to see like the returns right away, right?
It's not
like
quick, up and down. It's a slow and steady race.
Yeah, and you don't know the final result. So like, what keeps you going, and like, how can you keep going when you feel like, should I give up, or, you know what I mean? Like,
for me personally,
yeah.
knowledge. Knowledge is key. Like those three key books right here, that's, you know, the music industry book, the startup, you know, playbook. Just knowledge is one of the key things. Motivating pages like yours, my page, Road to a Billionaire, Ask a Millionaire, some of the most successful people that I'm already tied in through a small network on Instagram, posting motivational postings, reminding myself, like, why am I doing this? Because everything that we're doing, I think, for us, is more than just for us. It's, I'm looking for my, you know, for my future, and leading my family towards the best direction, and just making it more essentially easy. But I just honestly love the hustle and the grind of being an entrepreneur, and it's not for everybody. You got to be willing to, you know, struggle and push through it. And the key thing is seeing where you're already at, or seeing where you want to be, and not really worrying about what's going on now. And then trying to be, the most important, the key thing is trying to be the best version of you. Don't compare yourself to anybody else. Try to tweak out things, try to figure out what things are working, what are not working, and just focus on what's already working and keeping it, pushing it from there, honestly.
I have a great quote. It says, I don't know if I invented it, but I've never heard it. It says, fast cash equals fast crash. And I
think we didn't make a shit out of that, though, for real.
And I think that if you think about it, like, everyone wants to make, you know, fast money. Everyone wants to be a millionaire and make all of their fortune. And I think everyone has a time in their life that gets a chance at that. The trick or the challenge is, can you be patient? You know, can you hold it down until that day comes? And I think that's how I wake up. You know, that's how I think about this business, and I think about life is, can we just be patient enough to see that day? And maybe it might be fortune in other ways, beyond monetary. You know, it could be like having your own family. It could be, you know, traveling to that one place that you've always wanted to, or finding that person that you've been looking for your whole life. So it could be in a lot of ways beyond money. And that's one thing that entrepreneurship doesn't really highlight, is beyond the financial success. You know, what else is beyond the money? You know, you got
health.
Like family, health. The richest man, you know, in the hospital, or the richest man in the graveyard? Like, we've seen that numerous of times with, you know, in the music industry, with
tech all these, world, anything,
the tech world, all these
being
suicidal,
a doctor, you know, anything.
News that we hear of. So the data is out there, and the evidence is very clear. So just having that perspective of, like, you know, the day's gonna come, and until then, we gotta work, and we gotta continue being consistent, and remind ourselves, like Lottie's saying, that yeah, this is just something that will come to pass, and we'll get to, you know, to the 10 stores or whatever it is that the milestone is, you know. So, yeah.
What are, I guess, some stories, I guess, when you guys were going through, as like an entrepreneur, some of the, I guess, hard times and struggles that, like, I guess not many people know about or hear about, but that kind of allowed you to be where you are today.
Okay, well,
yeah.
One of the struggles I had was, I think I had like an artist that I had an artist that was helping out from out of town that came in, and I hosted him, you know, allowed him to stay in my place. And, you know, things happen when you start helping out people. Sometimes you help out the wrong people, and I end up losing my place because, you know, I had a person, like, did something that didn't really work out for my living situation, and I had to make sure that the artist was good. So I stayed, shut out a lot of money to make sure that we were able to have a roof over our head, to the point where the artist had to finally leave home. I had to go back home, recuperate, and then map out and stick to myself and figure out, okay, what's my next plan?
Okay.
And from that experience. The beautiful thing is, whenever you fail, that means you're getting closer to your success. You need to be able to, if you have to fail a million times, you're going to get it the million in one time. And that's one key thing that's always resonated with me, kind of like that Big Sean record, Bounce Back, is just knowing that you're going through these experiences to get you to be prepared for that real situation. Just like what Christian said.
Yeah, I think like Thomas Edison, he found like freaking how many times he failed to make the light bulb, right? And then he finally made it after never giving up, right? And so it kind of reminds me of what you just said.
But. Yeah, just even like one of the most revered photos is that Jeff Bezos photo.
Yeah.
Of him, you know what I'm saying? Like, I think in the night, yeah, in the Amazon. And that dude is like the richest person in the world, like, yeah, and it just keeps increasing ever. But like you said, that was a slow and steady process, you know, and slow and steady wins the race at the end of the day. And just making sure that the most important thing is being in tune with yourself and not really worrying about anybody else. Because I know with social media and people, you know, looking at other people's feeds, you know, just try to focus on you, you know. And
that's, so how do you do that? Like, how do you focus on you when, like, there's so much noise, and like, what are some things you do to like focus on yourself and be in tune with yourself?
For me, that's why, for me, the beautiful thing, that's my Instagram, honestly. Like, my Instagram, like, you can see from the beginning my growth from when I first created it. You'll see me, my fraternity times, wilding out, turn up frat dude, to like the person I am today, as far as me, you know, being tied in with a lot of these celebrities and stuff like that. So just posting motivational postings, looking at other successful people, you know, learning from my partners. And honestly, I'm just fortunate just to be connected with you and a few of these people that, you know, that I'm tied in with my network. And I'm motivated every day, honestly, like people like Diddy, you know, and striving to be the best person I can be, honestly.
I think, you know, a lot of people want to do startups, and obviously a lot of startups fail and entrepreneurs fail. Like, it's not easy journey and stuff, but you guys have made it, I would say, like, or you guys are on the way to making it. And so what are some words you could say to those like aspiring entrepreneurs or people who want to create something, you know, but they're like,
one of the first things that I realized when I knew I wanted to start this is I was talking to myself, you know. Sometimes, like, you know, it might get a little weird, but you got to talk to yourself, you know. You got to do little weird things to tap into your subconscious, because we're like so powerful, our brain's so powerful that we tend to make decisions based on emotion, and sometimes the emotion is not entrepreneurship. You know, emotion is family, emotion is leisure time, weekends, and, you know, love. But when it comes to entrepreneurship, it's the complete opposite. You know, it's hard work, sacrifice, staying up at late nights, you know, missing the football game or not watching football on Sundays or whatever people do, Netflix nowadays, whatever. So it's not doing all that. And then shutting down all the things that you like doing, that's what I feel entrepreneurship is today, because it's so competitive. Like, before, I mean, maybe entrepreneurs weren't, it wasn't cool to be an entrepreneur. It wasn't cool to have your own business.
No,
but now everybody wants to have their own business. Now, so it automatically, it makes it more competitive.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're not constantly growing or constantly challenging your ideas or your business,
knowledge too in your business,
or reading to continue staying up on your business, and, you know, somebody else is going to do it, or probably someone else is already doing it, and you'll probably end up understanding that when, you know, you come up short that month, or the bill or the lights get turned off. But yeah, man, it's reality. Cool thing about Tecton Land is that we have a physical location,
which is pretty rare too,
and gives us flexibility to attract and to retain customers, because you know, our online presence has never been as strong as our offline presence. So I think we're in a unique position to now introduce and migrate everyone that we've created in our communities and start to educate them and bridge them online and see who else we can tap into. Mm-hmm. So it's interesting times that we're living and working here every day. Mm-hmm. The best thing we can do is continue to share the message and let creators know and let any customer know that beyond shirts, we want to be the go-to
for anything.
Go-to place to decorate and to really create a difference in the apparel industry. Mm-hmm. So,
yeah. Did you guys have any like role models growing up or like people you looked up to that you're like, I want to be like that? Or
yeah, my grandma. Mm. My grandma was a multimillionaire. God rest in peace, she died like last year. She killed it in real estate in Nigeria. Also killed it in the fashion business in Nigeria as well. And my mom also did the same thing too. And my uncles and everything. And then I'm also fortunate to also have a mentor in the music industry. His name is Carlos Jordan, by the way. He's a youth coach for the Los Angeles Clippers. He also is an executive tied in with Sony and everything. So I've just been always fortunate just to be able to know how to network mm-hmm. and find the right people from events, parties that I've thrown or been a part of. And I think that's one thing, that's one key thing about being an entrepreneur is network marketing. Mm-hmm. Knowing how to network, because your net worth is key, but also learning how to strategize your time and knowing what are you trying to accomplish when you get there. It's not about the clout or taking photos. It's about what are you really trying to do? Mm-hmm. How are you going to execute this relationship? Mm-hmm. And that's one key thing that if you, you know, read books, mm-hmm. study the competition, look into the number one person in whatever field that you're at, mm-hmm. that's how you know what's the missing gap. Because obviously whatever they're doing is really successful. Mm-hmm. It might not be for you, but you learn how to tweak from all these different successful people to create your own platform. Mm-hmm. And just like you said, TechTownLine is a base where if you don't have it figured out, there's all peoples in different levels where you can at least come here. It's a space where you can network, mm-hmm. even throw an event here, doing a release party, where you can meet like-minded people and start building mm-hmm. yourself up, you know? Okay. And everybody has an in them to hit their highest level. And I want to see everybody win. So that's mm-hmm. the reason why I put myself out there, show myself that I'm willing to fail in front of everybody. I don't even care. Mm-hmm. Like, let's go.
For sure. Do you want to add on to that, or?
What was the question?
That's a good question.
No, basically, I guess, I just want to share, like, because for me too, I'm, you know, an entrepreneur, and I'm, like, no one in my family too was an entrepreneur. Like, my dad's a dentist, my mom does like herbal medicine, but it's something that I felt like I wanted to do something else that's more fulfilling, you know, and that's why I left like medical school to pursue like social media, online business and stuff like that.
Mm. Respect. No, but,
huh?
Respect, by the way.
Thank you. I mean, I wouldn't say I made it, but it's just kind of like, I felt like there's more to life, and then that's why I ventured off on my own, which I'm sure you guys have. I felt the same way. But, you know, like, on that journey, it's not it's not easy. There's times you want to, like, give up. There's times when you feel like, am I going to go anywhere with this? And a lot of people are even afraid to start, which, you know, you haven't even tried, and you don't even know.
Which is the hardest thing. It's like, if you can't start, how can you finish?
Yeah. So, I mean, you said you talk to yourself, right? Like, for example, like, what kind of things would you say to yourself and, like, get you back up on your feet and,
when I say, like, you know, I was talking to myself, it was mostly, like, affirming or questioning in my head or in the mirror, like, you know, is this what I really want to do? And if I'm going to do this, doing it with discipline and doing it with passion. Mm-hmm. Because if we all know, like, entrepreneurship, you don't get paid by the hour, mm-hmm. you know, so immediately whatever venture it is that you're trying to get into, the first thing, no matter what, I feel is the most important thing is figuring out how it's going to make you money. And it's not figuring out how it's going to bring you fortune, it's just figuring out how it's going to stay alive and survive. Because if it can't even do that, then I feel like it's almost like a fairy tale. You're just like living in this dream that it's your dream, and because it's your dream, you don't want to listen to an outsider's perspective. But if it doesn't make money, it doesn't make sense. And we've, you know, that's a fairly common phrase that we've heard, but it's the truth. We've seen businesses that we've worked with that no longer exist today, and it hasn't even been a year. And it's simply because we are focused first on the foundation and then the fund. You know, the foundation is the most important thing. If we don't understand at least like our customer funnels, or how we're gonna close, or how to close a big customer, or how to figure out a licensing play, then I think we're just running a part-time business, or you're just running a hustle, or that's it, right? But when you get the taxes, you know, in the mail, or you get a bill in the mail, that's like reality check every time, because it's whatever it is that you've decided to do, it's the requirement, or it's the gas that's required to run this, to continue living this entrepreneurship roller coaster. You know, everything costs. Like, you go to Six Flags, yeah, the roller coaster is free, but you still have to pay to get in. So it's the same. It's the same concept. Like, the entrance is what you know you really gotta pay for. The journey, you know, it's an up and down. Like, you know, the journey's free. It's just you decide like when you want to get off.
And you also gotta how to learn how to value your time as an entrepreneur, because like you said, like, we all have it where we all want to do, you know, I juggle so many different things, but like you said, it's coming to figuring out how to prioritize and try to figure out how to survive, and then from surviving, adding to the pieces, and then you start slowly start tackling, say you have your long term goal, you start tackling them, if you put them in small pieces and put in check marks just to like make yourself feel good, pump yourself up. And one of the key things too, one of the key books that really helped me, like you said, talking to yourselves, because I had experience promoting, I've lived in mansions, I've been there, done that, you know, as far as what I know I can do with my capabilities. And sometimes you just have to take yourself away from everything, maybe even read the book, The Secret, you know, because I'm big into the affirmations, you know, the law of attraction, and even if things are not going your way, just you got to just remind yourself, like, different ways on how you can execute and elevate yourself. Because if you look at Michael Jordan, one of the key things he talked about, how many times he failed, how many times he missed that shot, but when he came into the game winning shot, he knew he was gonna make it. And that's the kind of confidence that you gotta have for yourself. It's like, no matter what, no matter where I'm at right now, I know where I want to be, and I'm gonna do whatever it takes, and I'm gonna do whatever it takes to get there.
Awesome. I just want to wrap it up with a few last questions. So, you know, if you could basically kind of go back in time and you could tell your younger self like one piece of advice, maybe at a time when you felt like lost or you felt like you're in a dark place, like what would that piece of advice be to your younger self?
I would have loved to start my entrepreneurship journey earlier in high school, because the quicker you fail, the quicker you're gonna get yourself towards the success. And I've been fortunate to be able to give myself enough time to figure out myself and grow to the next level. And that's the key thing I would have loved to start my entrepreneurship at middle school. Like, the earlier the better.
Okay. Yeah, definitely starting sooner, but also figuring out what you actually wanted to do sooner too. I didn't really know I wanted to do this until I graduated college. And I imagine if I would have known I want to actually do this maybe in high school, perhaps we'd be 5 years ahead of today. Mm-hmm. So that, I think that would probably be the best thing, or the thing that I would have loved to change. But then reality tells me, like, what if it was meant to be this way? You know, what if, like, this was, the failure was part of the way to get here. Mm-hmm. Because a good indication that I like to always think about is, how did I get here? You know, like, how did I actually get to, you know, knowing Lottie or even having this space? Like, there's a lot of things that had to happen back to back to back to back for this to go down the way it did. So to me, that's enough evidence that I'm doing something right. And if I continue doing it, then maybe I'll just continue getting more lucky, you know, because to me, luck stands for labor under correct knowledge. And that's, you know, how people get lucky. And I think we've been getting lucky simply because of our hard work and also collaborative work. Mm. Hard work is great, but I think collaborative work.
I think also accountability has been the most important thing, because we've been, me and him, been having back to back conversations, team meetings, and just realistically just being real with each other, like, hey, this is what we probably need to work on to maybe elevate ourselves. And that's why this month, like, we're ready to, like...
And even waking up early, too. Like, simple stuff like that. I hate being a morning person, but I know if I wake up an hour earlier, it's going to be better.
Yeah.
So...
Like, habits that you develop, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, staying up late, people, that's, like, the mantra of an entrepreneur, right? Like, no sleep. But if you're not sleeping and you don't know why you're not sleeping, or you don't have your schedule as to why you decided not to rest that day, then you're playing yourself, you know. And I think when you have your list or you're writing stuff down, we tend to keep everything in our head, you know, like.
I tend to do that a lot, and he had to get me, like, bro, you need to start writing these things down. I just love to play. Like, yo, okay, cool. What do I gotta do? What do I gotta do today? That's how.
Or they put it on their phones and stuff, and that's the worst thing that you could do for your life vision or for your life goals. Mm-hmm. Like, you can go around and do that to your day, and it's like whatever, because it's just one day, but. What if that day, had you followed your rubric or your playbook, which to me is that list that Lottie's talking about, then you could have probably met that one lead or closed that one deal that now could pay for, you know, your travels or that vacation that you want to take. So
writing down your goals, basically.
Yeah, write them down.
Not even the goals. Actually,
writing down the to-dos for the day.
And not even just the to-dos. I've been fortunate with, like, what my mentor, I've seen, like, he's mapped out what he needs to do. Like, with this executives and people who are really doing things, they map it out a year and a half in advance, where they're able to, even if it doesn't go that way, they're able to tweak it and it still hits whatever they're trying to hit. That's how they hone in on being successful. And that's the key difference. Yeah. It's learning how to, taking it from a day to a month to a year and 2 years in advance. And I'm telling you, that's how you're always going to be ahead of the game.
Like, if people learn to actually use the Google Calendar like they know how to use Instagram, I think that we would see a lot more successful entrepreneurs, hands down. And, you know, I say that because I'm a living student of it. It was one of the hardest things that I had to stop doing. Like, I had to stop leaving it up to my head, because, you know, you forget. Like, you got 100 things running through your head every hour.
Yeah.
It's very hard for you to remember everything. I mean, the best of the best write things down.
Remember, yeah.
You know, and that's been the biggest, change that I've seen in performance and accountability. Because if you're accountable to your business goals, and why would you fail?
Mm-hmm.
You know, why would you, like, not make it?
If there'll be no excuses either, too.
Yeah, like,
you'll know, you'll be able to evaluate yourself in a better way and know, okay, this is where I came up short.
Mm-hmm.
This is what I maybe need to improve on. Mm-hmm. And then we work on that, hone on that, and then I'm ready to take it to the next level.
And you also have to, like, focus, right? Like, on what you're goals are the top goals. So do you guys have stuff like that you do to like focus on your top goals? Like,
yeah, so what I like to do is I'll write everything down.
Yeah.
And then I'll number them. Mm-hmm. You know, so if I have like 20 things down, I'll just number the top, because I know I'm not going to do all 20 in one day. Mm-hmm. But I know I'll do for sure 5. Mm-hmm. So I'll just, you know, number 1 through 5, like the most important things.
Yeah.
And sometimes they're going to be the easiest things, because they're going to take literally some things that you have to do that you've been putting off months away take 5 minutes. Like, it's so crazy.
100%. I'm so on that. Bro. Like, I'm like telling myself, like, damn, I should have just done that. The day goes by so quickly.
Laundry.
Like, you, like, something I was holding on forever is, cleaning my desktop. Because I get so much artwork that the easiest thing to do is to drag it in the desktop. But as you guys know, after putting so much shit on your desktop, it becomes slow.
Yeah.
Right? And I've been putting that off because it sucks to do that.
I had to tell him. I was like, bro, sucks. You got no space. You got to delete this stuff.
Nobody wants to do that. But then I start doing that and I finally figured out that I'm actually finishing a lot earlier. Mm-hmm. Because even that split second or that, like, half a second that is taking longer when your desktop is full, mm-hmm. that makes the entire difference. Like, one split second or one half a second can, you know, get you to your goal. So it's the little things that you have to change. Yeah. It's not, you know, you're giving up, like, going out on weekends. Like, you can still go out on weekends, but make sure you're putting in the work at nighttime.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we don't have to give up things to get what we want. I think we just have to organize and prioritize what it is that we want to get.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we've emulated that at Tecton Land, and we're continuing to grow, and we're looking to expand our team, looking to expand locations, and hopefully with the help of continued help of our customers and learning who we can serve and how fast we can expand, I think we'll be in a better position coming soon.
For sure.
Absolutely.
For sure. So, yeah, I just want to thank you.
Thank you, bro.
Hey, man, thank you, bro. I appreciate you, and hopefully, we do this again at a bigger venue.
Yeah, we definitely want to keep you updated with our progress.
Yeah.
Make sure to follow us at Tecton Land.
Yeah.
You guys can catch me on Instagram at Londonian Gaga. Get it off of Ray.
For sure.
And let's get it rock and rolling. And I want everybody to win.
Yeah.
Be the best you. Your only competition with yourself. Stay tuned for updates.
Thank
you.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Guys, so go check out Christian and Laddie, their company, Tecton Land, on Instagram. And also have the links in the description, so you could check out their profiles as well. So, and hopefully you guys were able to, you know, learn from an insider's view of what it takes to start a business. And, you know, more than anything, like I said, at the end of the day, it's about you competing with yourself. It's not about you trying to have to prove to anyone that you're anything, but it's about you just being the best version of yourself each and every day. So, yeah, hopefully, you know, if this has helped you anyway, please leave a review on iTunes, Spotify, send me a message on Instagram. Also hit up Tecton Land if you're interested in on-demand printing or using their services as well. So yeah, I just want to thank you guys for listening. You know, also feel free to reach out to me at all if you guys want to chat or have any questions regarding Instagram or just anything in general, and I'll be getting back to you guys. So thanks guys for listening. We'll see you guys on the next episode.